Welcome to the Voice of Charity podcast. I'm Phil Zepeda for Catholic Charities. Catholic Charities Encompassing Center was established in 2019 to provide adults and children living on Chicago's West Side with a healing space for community-based counseling. These residents have significant obstacles in accessing good health care, and the Encompassing Center has been a very effective way to address this disparity. In this show, Katie and I welcome Star Braddock, the Outreach Engagement Coordinator at the Encompassing Center, to provide an update on this vital behavioral health program. Tell us more about the Encompassing Center, where it's located, and the communities that it serves.
Okay, the Encompassing Center, it is a mental health center that has been put in the middle and the heart of the west side of Chicago. And we service the east and west Garfield Park area, North Lawndale, and also the near west side area. And the way that it came about is that, well, that's 3019 West Harrison. If you know where the 11th District Police Station is,
sure.
It's on Harrison and Kedzie. And we're right a block over from that. And so, and just before you get to Sacramento. And so the way that we came about was that there was a deficit in the community for mental health services. And so there was a commission put together prior to 2019 to try to get a referendum on the ballot for that we could be voted in, use the taxpayers' dollars. The taxpayers' dollars were the TIF money, if you know what the TIF money is. And so that is from property taxes. And so the referendum was put on the ballot. The community voted it in. And so now we have the Encompassing Center where we are now at 3019 West Harrison Streets, providing the services that's needed in the communities.
So let's get into that a little bit more. What are some of the concerns or mental health challenges that people are coming to the Encompassing Center with, and what are the most common issues that you're dealing with among clients?
At this present time, I would say depression and grief, and those kind of things are very at a heightened height because there are so many different things that's happening in the area. You know, I mean, so many tragic events and violence, and people are trying to get through the grieving process and those kind of things. So we deal with anger management. We have our referral services. We have all kinds of services concerning mental health, mental well-being, like psychiatric services, individual, family, and couples therapy, especially, you know, like having different groups like parenting cohorts and all those things. And so we have the full gamut here at the Encompassing Center. So, but at this present time, as I've been going from place to place, spreading the word that we're here, grief has been one of the main concerns and trauma, grief and trauma.
And both of those are mental health concerns that can take a very long time to process and obtain some level of peace of mind about, right?
Correct.
So each case has to be handled so individually based on that person's experiences and their ability to get from one stage of healing to another. Correct, Star?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And there is no time frame in which this happens. And so that's a unique thing here with the Encompassing Center. They take their time. Our services are specialized for each individual, and that our therapists are trained in those areas to just get through the process as long as it takes. And so, and we don't have a cutoff period. And that's one of the great parts about it, the center being the community center.
Well, and in preparation for the show, Star and the director of the Encompassing Center, Jennifer Smith, gave us some really interesting statistics. They said that 745 clients have been served since the Encompassing Center opened in 2019, plus many, many more have attended events and been given training materials and watched training materials. And so you're over the thousands of people who obviously have needed assistance and received it because of the opening of the center in 2019. We also just, before we go any further, want to give the phone number. It's 773-638-5703. The Encompassing Center has a website, encompassingcenter.org. Or you can always go to CatholicCharities.net to learn more about the Encompassing Center. And then one last thing, the Encompassing Center has a Facebook page. So anyone in our listening or viewing audience who wants to know more, those are the ways that you can reach out right now and learn more about this wonderful behavioral health clinic, but also a community resource center. And Star, we know you personally have done some tremendous outreach in the community to let people know that the Encompassing Center's there, and then describe all that can offer. You know, can you tell us about that? What's your average day like?
So my average day is like, in my community, the encampment area that I service, every step I make is an opportunity to share.
Right.
To share the fact that the Encompassing Center is here. So as I'm walking, as I'm driving, I'm passing out literature about the services that are here. But also we do pop-ups. And so what I do, I've gotten going to all corners of our community, the catchment area, and I have made sure that all the facilities, the hospitals, the police stations, the restaurants, the libraries, all of the different entities that are in our community, and then the people that are passing by on the street, I make sure that they have the literature. And I explain to them, I say, you know, some people, they may think that, oh, because there's a stigma, oh, I'm not crazy. It's not about being crazy or anything like that. It's about everybody needs someone to speak to. And sometimes you don't even know what you're going through, and you may need someone to help you process whatever it is, or to understand what you're going through and to navigate your way through it so you can get on the other side of it. And so the Encompassing Center is here for the community, and my job is to make sure that they know that it's here, that these services are available to them, and that they are free of charge because of the TIF dollars that's available in our community.
Could you share a couple stories with us of people that you've encountered, that you've invited to learn more about the Encompassing Center and the help and progress they found within it?
Okay, so I can use a few things about, like at church. Like I said, I'm always sharing. So at church, I encounter a few people who are dealing with some things. And, you know, and I'm like, well, you know, you need to talk to somebody. Let's talk to somebody, you know. And so understanding that, and you being able to see the beginning to the middle to towards them getting some help and being feel like they can navigate and process things in a positive way is really something that's enlightening, because you actually see it unfold in front of you. And so I've had clients that I've given referrals and was able to walk them through to our center and get them assessed and everything. And to see that process is just amazing. I even had reach out to the districts, like the 12th district, the 10th district, 11th district police station, and they bring a lot of clients to us. And so I was inviting the 10th district over to our center to do a meet and greet. And they came by, and one of the police officers said, you know what, I just have to tell you that I saw that one of the citizens that I was working with, they needed help with being dealing with their family situation. Mm-hmm. Mom and daughter staying in the same place and grown people and bumping heads. And she said that, well, I just needed somebody to help them so they wouldn't continue to fight and argue and have all these spats at home. So she brought them here. And then I seen, and so when she said, but I seen them later on, maybe a year later. And when I saw them, they said, thank you so much for that referral to the Encompassing Center, because me and my daughter are getting along so well. We're doing better. We're able to listen to one another, and we are able to talk through things in a productive way. And I said, that was one, that's a great, great, great thing when you hear those kind of things, where you have the citizens and the police come back to you and say, this is what happened, and this is what was a result from what happened at the Encompassing Center. And I've been at outreach events where the community are there, and they'll come up to me and they'll say, well, wow, you know, I just want to let you know that I use the services from the Encompassing Center, and I thank God that I received those services from there, because my family is doing so much better because of that. And so, and that's why we're here. We want people to be whole.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of Charity podcast. You can catch us weekly Tuesday mornings on WNDZ 750 AM or watch our live stream on YouTube or Facebook at Catholic Chicago. I'm Phil Zepeda for Catholic Charities.